Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. It is noonday prayer. I know I have been out a couple weeks. That's because I had really bad arthritis that was just aching my poor little body. But I give God the glory and the honor and thank God because I feel so much better. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for just taking care of my body as I went through this little time with the arthritis in my arm and my elbow. But God is good. You know that? God is really good. So I'm going to give everybody a few more moments to come on into noonday prayer. You know my favorite song I'm going to play. Gotta play it. Danny Gokey. Gotta play it. Gotta play it. Gotta play it. You know that's my favorite song. And the reason why it's my favorite song, because he said, love God, love people. Amen. That's what God requires us to do. In spite of anybody's faults or wrongdoings, you know, someone did something to you 6 years ago, 12 years ago, even yesterday, the Bible said you are to forgive. Because why? Because God forgive you. So he said, if you can't forgive your brother, how do you expect God to forgive you? And that's what God requires. God requires us to forgive, hold no wrongs to anyone, because you know what? We're all human. We're all made in, we all made with flesh. And so we're not going to always, you know, meet up to our friends or our spouse or our children's expectation. But the one person that we should be trying to meet expectation to is God. And so, you know, when someone errs, someone does something wrong, you are to love them regardless. You know, I've had people who have did some things to me, have said some things to me, and have called me all kinds of names. But in all, I don't hold it against them. You know, I say, God, I'm praying for this person because, see, they don't know that they're not hurting me. They're hurting you. When they call me something vile, they're not calling me that name. They're calling that to God. If I am walking with God and talking with God and I decide that, you know what, I don't want to, you know, hang with this person. I don't want to deal with that person because they're being mean. They're not forgiving. They're not walking in the love of God. And that's not because I'm doing it to hurt you. I'm doing it to continue keep my walk straight with God. So when I have someone to, you know, just outright just be outright, just downright nasty and call me names, it's okay. I'm good with it because you know what? I still love you regardless. If I have an argument with my sister or an argument with my cousin or an argument with my brother and we don't talk for 2 or 3 days, even with my aunt, I still call them and say, hey, what's going on? What's going on with you? How you doing? Because you know what? I can't hold on to those things because God requires us to forgive. So Danny Gokey says, love God, love people. And that's what I'm going to do. I don't care if there's everybody on this line that say, you know what, Pastor Sonny, such, that's crazy. So-and-so don't like me and so-and-so did this. It's okay. Don't remember what so-and-so did. Don't remember so-and-so don't like you. You love them in spite of, because you know what? When you stand before God, he's not going to look at them. He's going to look at you. And when he look at you, you want your plate to be right with him. You want your spirit to line up with his word. Line upon line, precept upon precept. You have to line up, not the other person. So this is why this is one of my favorite songs. So I'm going to give everybody a few more time to come on, and then we can go into our noonday prayer. Amen.
We're going to have some fun with this one.
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more. My love, I've been complicating things just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple.
Amen. He says, love God and love people. And that's what God requires us to do, to love each other. So let us go into our noonday prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And before I do that, I want to give us our daily scripture. This scripture is so, it's just so on point this morning. We're coming from the book of Matthew's the sixth chapter, the sixth verse in the New King James Version. And the word of God says, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your doors, pray to your Father who is in secret places, and your Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly. Matthew 6, 6, New King James Version. He said, when you pray, go into your room. Go into your secret place. I don't care if it's the bathroom. I don't care if it's the linen closet, the washroom. Go and pray in secret. And he said, and when you pray in secret, Daddy, who see you in secret, will reward you openly. He would acknowledge your prayer. He would acknowledge that, you know, hey, this is my child who I'm well pleased in. Sometimes, you know, we have to be mindful that those that make all, you know, want to be seen, oh, I pray this and I pray that, that's good. But are you praying in secret? You know, it's okay to make it, but can you do it in secret? And that's what Daddy wants us to do. He wants us to pray in secret. So let us prepare our heart and mind to go into our noonday prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, God is so good. He is so good to us that I can't even begin to thank Daddy for all of the things that he has done for me, that he is doing for me, and that he will continue to do for me. So let us go into our noonday prayer. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, dear gracious Lord, Lord, we come before your throne right now, Father God. We come before your throne with our hearts and souls open to your word right now, Father God. Like you said in our verse for the day in Matthew 6, 6, New King James, to pray in secret. But Father God, we're praying on New Day Prayer Line right now, Father God, asking you for your guidance right now, Father God, for so much is going on, Father God. Our climate is out of order right now, Father God, because we as humans, we have done things to this earth, Father God, that has caused imbalance right now, Father God. States are flooding, mass flooding right now, Father God. Look over in the people in Pakistan and look at the people in Mississippi and look at Texas and look at the families in New York and just all over, Father God. There's just all kinds of crisis right now, Father God. There's a kind of crisis that we can't even begin to think about right now, Father God. Father God, even flooding here in certain parts of Florida right now, Father God. So, Father God, we call on your name. We ask for your guidance and your leadership and giving us the wisdom and knowledge right now to correct the things that we have damaged right now, Father God. Father God, we not only call on your guidance and direction for our earth right now, which we have destroyed, Father God. But Father God, we call on you right now, asking you to look down on all of the situations that's going on with Ukraine right now and how they're going through the war right now, Father God. Father God, for we need your hand. We need your help right now, Father God. We're crying out right now, Father God, asking you to heal us and guide us right now, Father God. We ask that you don't leave our side right now, Father God. But Father God, so much is going on right now, Father God. And not even so much as with the world, but Father God, so many people right now are taking their life from PTSD and bipolar, schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, you know, right now, Father God, it's just out of control right now, Father God. And when I say out of control, these spirits that are in this earth right now, Father God, are even scattering the elect Satan right now, Father God. So, Father God, we know in your word that you has promised us that, Father God, you will shorten the days for the elect's sake right now, Father God. But as the days begin to shorten right now, Father God, we ask that you continue on wrapping your arm of safety around us right now, Father God. To wrap your arm around each and every person right now, Father God, that's leaning on your word, standing on your word, Father God, taking relationships with you right now, Father God. Guide and protect them right now, Father God. Guide and protect their families right now, Father God. Protect Pastor Michael and Prophetess Candace right now, Father God. Protect Sister Angela and her daughter right now, Father God. Protect my household, my husband and my son and daughter, Jamar and Ashley right now, Father God. Father God, protect my sisters right now, Father God. And anybody who's on Noonday Prayer, protect them right now, Father God. Protect them and guide and lead them and, you know, just keep your hedge of protection around them right now, Father God. But Father God, so much is going on, and it's so much devastation in the world right now, Father God. Father God, we know that there's a recession on the way, Father God. Father God, open doors for us so that we can have money to store up food for our recession right now, Father God, that we can be able to guide and lead us in making great decisions right now, Father God, that our family would not like for anything or want for anything right now, Father God. Let us have more than enough and not just enough when the recession starts right now, Father God. Father God, not only protect, but protect us from the pestilence and famine and disease in the land right now, Father God. But Father God, there is so much disease and famine going on right now, Father God. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Father God, protect right now, Father God. Father God, look in the situation with another shooting right now, Father God. I think it was in Oregon, Father God, where another gunman went into the parking lot of a store and started shooting people right now, Father God. Father God, this world is breaking down with all kinds of wickedness right now, Father God. And so, Father God, we look to the hills for which cometh our help, because we know our help coming from you right now, Father God. So we call on you right now, Daddy, asking you to come and fix the land right now. Fix it where the children of God can continue to walk in the will and in your way right now, Father God. But Father God, we know we cannot do this without you. Daddy, we cannot even begin to breathe, think, speak, even eat without you right now, Father God. For you have made each and every last one of us right now, Father. And so we know that you are the author and the finisher of each and every last one of our lives right now, Father God. So we call on you right now, Father, asking you to heal the land right now, Father God, and heal the land like you never healed it before right now, Father God. Father God, we are so sorry, and we are repentant hard right now because we have done things to destroy the climate right now, Father God. We have done things to destroy our friends and our families right now, Father God. We have done things that destroy ourselves right now, Father God. For instance, Father God, if there's anybody that's going an alcohol and drug addiction right now, Father God, they'll destroy their bodies right now, Father God. Father God, repentance is before them right now, Father God. Father God, we call out for your healing and forgiveness right now. For anyone who's struggling with alcohol and drug addiction right now, Father God. Father God, we know that that is a spirit and that spirit is not of you right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you touch all the alcohol, all of the drug addictors right now, Father God. Remove that spirit of that drug and alcohol out of their mouth, out of their nostrils right now, Father God. Let them know getting high is not of you right now, Father God. Father God, we ask for speedy delivery on each and every last one of them right now, Father God. Deliver them like they've never been delivered for right now, Father God. And let them not go back to that substance right now, Father God. But we know that substance is not of you right now, Father God. Father God, if there's anyone struggling with bipolar, schizophrenia, dementia, any kind of PTSD right now, Father God. Father God, heal them right now. Father God, let them not go out in the world and do wickedness or evil or murder right now, Father God. Let them not suffer right now, Father God. Let them not hurt others right now, Father God. For we know hurt people hurt others right now, Father God. Even right down to the individual who's suffering with, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, the individual who's suffering with abandonment problems right now, Father God. She has been struggling with abandonment from day one right now, Father God. And she's doing everything she can right now, Father, to figure out how to not feel like she's being abandoned right now, Father God. When she has gone through all that she's gone through, Father God, when people come in her life and leave, Father God, she gets angry because she feels like they are abandoning her right now, Father God. Father God, let her know to not depend on people to help her get through her abandonment. Let her know that you are standing beside her and you never abandoned her right now, Father God. You never forgot about her right now, Father God. Let her know that you're still there with your arms open wide right now, Father God. Opening arms that says, I love you right now, Father God. Let her know that your arms say that I will never leave you nor forsake you right now, Father God. Father God, she's struggling with abandonment that she feels like she wants to take her life right now, Father God. Father God, let her not feel like death is the answer to her abandonment right now, Father God. But let her know that you're right there standing beside her right now. Father God, I see a person, and I keep coming with New York people right now, Father God. I see a person in New York right now, Father God, who's struggling to get this business up right now, Father God. It's a computer company that he wants to start. He wants to repair computers right now, Father God. Father God, help him to have the knowledge and the wisdom and intuitive to learn how to go about starting a good business program right now, Father God. Let him be able to write his business plans and have good investors right now, Father God, that won't lead and mislead him or misguide him right now, Father God. Father God, give him strength and to walk out of his fear and into faith right now, Father God. Let him know that he will survive and he will be successful in his business right now, Father God. Father God, I see a young person in California who doing a secretarial desk right now, Father God. She does not want to be a secretary and she wants to go for this promotion in her business right now, Father God. Let her be able to have the strength and the nerves to go into her boss's office and ask for that promotion in the corporate office right now, Father God. Father God, she has all of the knowledge and all of the degrees to apply for this position right now, Father God. But because of lack of faith and because of her fear and lack of self-esteem, Father God, she feels like she is not a good candidate right now, Father God. Father God, give her the words and strengthen her spirit and mind. Let her know that she is more than enough for that position right now, Father God. Let her know that she can do all things through Christ that strengthen hers right now, Father God. Let her know that she is qualified for that position right now, Father God. Father God, if there's anyone that's sick on this line or sick that is linked to this line right now, Father God, heal their bodies, heal their mind, heal their souls right now, Father God. For many people right now are struggling right now, Father God. It's almost as if they have a hole in their soul right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that that's a facade feeling right now, Father God, and that there is no hole in their soul. There's no corrupt in their mind right now, Father God. Let them know that that's the wickedness of the enemy sending them the spirit right now, Father God, the spirit that's not of you right now, Father God. Strengthen their mind, strengthen their spirit, strengthen their souls right now, Father God. Let them be able to come to you, Father God, in repentance and in humble spirit right now, Father God. Father God, look on all of our government right now. Oh, my goodness, Father God. We need you in the White House, Father God, like we never needed you before right now, Father God. Continue to guide our president and vice president right now, Father God. Let them make great decisions and better choices right now, Father God. Father God, let them be able to continue to guide the American people the right way right now, Father God. Let them not continue to think about the money and the prestige of the jobs right now, Father God. For it's not about the money. It's not about the Democrats or the Republicans or the independents or the whatever denomination or whatever politician that is going on. It's not about none of them right now, Father God, but it's about one nation under God right now, Father God. So let our leaders continue to make great decisions right now, Father God. Father God, look in our police department, our fire department, our hospitals and doctors and nurses right now, Father God. Continue to strengthen their bodies and give them great decision-making right now, Father God. Continue on building them where they may be broken and strengthen them where they're not strong right now, Father God. Continue to give them the rest they may need right now, Father God, to do their jobs and do it well right now, Father God. Father God, look on the senior citizens and sister in a living home right now, Father God. Father God, go by every senior bed right now, every senior right now, Father God. Touch their feeble bodies right now, Father God. Strengthen them right now, Father God. If there's any to suffer with Alzheimer's or dementia right now, Father God, continue on giving them the memory that they can remember right now, Father God, that they won't lose in touch with their family and not remembering right now, Father God. Father God, go by the hospital rules right now, Father God. Touch every sick person from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet right now, Father God. Giving them deliverance right now, Father God. Anyone that's on kidney donation list, anybody that's waiting for a kidney or a heart or even any kind of limb right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that you are in the situation and you're working on their situation for the kidney transplants right now, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that you're in the list for the liver transplants right now, Father God. Let them know that you have not left them, but you are walking with them right now, Father God. Let them not get weary and well through them, but let them walk in faith knowing that they will have a kidney or liver transplant right now, Father God. Father God, look on all of our low-income folks, family, right now, Father God. Family that's struggling right now, Father God. Father God, continue keeping a hedge of protection around them right now, Father God. Continue keeping a roof over their head and food in their mouth and clothes on their back right now, Father God. Father God, look on our homeless right now, Father God. Give them the substance that they can find as stable ability to live in a home right now, Father God. Let them not use finances for drug or alcohol right now, Father God, but let them use their finances to give them a house over their head, a roof over their head right now, Father God. Father God, not only give them a roof, but give them the idea to be able to go back to work in the working field right now. Let them be able to bring in perfect come right now, Father God, that will sustain their living right now, Father God. Let them be able to go out in the work field and be adequately equipped to work in the work field right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are the author right now who have written all the books of our life right now, Father God. So Father God, we ask that you continue on guiding and leading us right now, Father God, giving us the strength to continue on walking this walk and not give up and throw in the towel right now, Father God. Father God, look on our children that are back in the school systems right now, Father God. Father God, continue watching and guiding and keeping a hedge of protection around every single school in the United States right now, Father God. Let not another child be lost to gun violence or any type of hatred right now, Father God. But we know right now, Father God, that our kids are at a big risk when they go to school in the morning times right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you guide and protect each and every last one of our children right now, Father God, going from the house to school right now, Father God, and leaving school and going to home right now, Father God. Watch and guide them right now, Father God, for you said you watch over the little kids right now, Father God. So we know that you are a daddy that loves children right now, Father God. So continue keeping your protective hedge around each and every last child right now, Father God. Father God, look on our single fathers and single mothers right now, Father God, that's providing homes and shelter for their children and working two and three jobs to keep food in their mouth and clothes on their back right now, Father God. Continue on watching over these parents and guiding them and giving them the substance and the income to sustain their family right now, Father God. Let them not get weary and well doing, but let them know that you are watching and walking and guiding them right now, Father God, strengthening them so that they could continue to raise their family as a single parent right now, Father God. Let them not get weary and well doing right now, Father God. God, we know that you are an encourager. You are a strengthener. You are El Shaddai. You are Elohim. We know that you love us and you guide us. And because of your love, that's what makes us the beautiful children that you have called us to be, your sons and your daughters right now, Father God. Father God, for every pastor, every minister, every evangelist, every missionary, every deacon and deaconess, Father God, let them continue to do the work which you have called them to do right now, Father God. Let us not give up in our work or in our calling right now, Father God. For any teacher, any leader, any professor, Father God, let us not get weary right now, Father God, for so much is going on in the land, and we're finding that we're getting tired and bleary and weary and feeling broke and depressed, and let none of that take place in our spirit and in our mind right now. Don't even let it take place in our atmosphere and our home right now, Father God. For David said, as far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord right now, Father God. So let every home feel the words of David says that they will serve the Lord for their households right now, Father God. And let us serve you, Father God, wholeheartedly right now, Father God. Nothing less but our whole heart, mind, body, and soul right now, Father God. Let us continue to function as you have called us to function right now, Father God. Let us not be of the world just because we're in the world right now, Father God. But let us be in the world and of you right now, Father God. Let us be that light that shines on the hill right now, Father God, and not put our light under a bushel right now, Father God. Let us continue to talk and love each other as we have loved ourselves right now, Father God. Let us come together, Father God, working in unity right now, Father God. But Father God, it is your love, it's your unity, it's your grace and your mercy that save us right now, Father God. And you said it, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and if we believe that he was risen, then we shall be saved right now, Father God. For I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe in my heart that he was risen on the third day. I know that I will be saved right now, Father God. So, Father God, let us walk in faith knowing that we are all saved right now, Father God. We are all going to be in that day when you call, break the sky right now, when the tribulation come back right now, Father God. Let us know that we will be a part of that right now, Father God. When the rapture come back right now, Father God, let us know that we will be a part of the rapture coming back and seeing you come through the sky right now, Father God. Let us be able to be risen when the rapture come right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are real. We know that you are a living God. We know that you are a loving God. We know that you are a caring God, a merciful God. We know that it's your grace, Father God, that has saved us right now, Father God. So, Father God, we give you the honor. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you our body, mind, soul, and heart right now, Father God. We lift our spirit to you, Father God, asking you to continue to pour out your spirit and guide and lead us right now, Father God. Let no harm come near our dwelling, seen or unseen right now, Father God. Let nothing pluck us out of your hand right now, Father God. For you have said, cast on all of our cares on you, for you care for us right now, Father God. So whatever problem, whatever situation, whatever thing that we're going through, Father God, we cast all of our cares on you, Father God, knowing that you care for us, Father God. And we'll be also humble and also grateful and also mindful to give you the honor and the glory and praise your holy name, Father God. This is our noonday prayer. Everybody, the blessing of God today, knowing that we will be back tonight for our Bible study. We're talking about faith. We're talking about faith. A lot of people are losing their faith. So we're talking about faith because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We're talking about faith tonight, saints. So I always tell you, don't meet me at Bible study, meet me at Bible study. So tonight we will be in Bible study. We're going back into our book. If you don't have your book, please let me know. We all have our book, and it's The Study of Faith, and it's by... I gotta get the book, and it's a good book. It's a good leadership book. It helps to guide us. It leads us. And all in all, saints, I would not want to not have any faith, because the Bible says it's your faith is what pleases God. So I would not want to not have any faith. So if your faith is weak, if your faith is not strong, if you just lost your faith, because we really are digging our heels into the word faith, and we're studying and learning about how to be faithful and how to hold on to our faith. And so tonight we're going to have our Bible study at 6 o'clock on faith. And if you're not doing anything, come and join New Harvest Changers and get your faith rebuilt. Amen. So this is our noonday prayer. May God bless each and every last one of you. I pray that you have a beautiful week if I don't see you in Bible study. And I pray that everyone is taking care of themselves. And thank you for being online. God bless.